Hi, my name is Paul Dunay, and welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Chad Stoller, VP of Marketing for Dropio. So welcome to the podcast, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So today we're going to explore this new tool called Dropio. So, Chad, maybe you can give us a little bit of a quick definition around what Dropio is and what they're trying to do.
Sure. So Dropio, or drop.io, basically it's an online file storage and sharing service that basically restores simplicity and privacy to sharing. Users can create online drops, which are private spaces, and all drops start at 100 megs. And the drops can be used to send files of any type into the drop. Now, the drop is private, which means that the only person who knows the location of the drop is you, the person who created it. So one of the things that we do is that we restore privacy basically to ground zero. Privacy is controlled by yourself, and from there, you can choose who you share your files with. So as opposed to lots of other file sharing services that are out there, or social networks that are out there that allow you to share videos or photographs, those services tend to have more binary-based sharing, which is either I keep it to myself or I share it with everybody. Dropio, we understand that sharing isn't necessarily, sharing doesn't always work for everyone. You know, you might have photographs that you want to share with your friends, but you don't want your family to see them, or you might have photos that you were with your friends and you don't want your boss to see them, et cetera, et cetera. So what Dropio lets you do is lets you take your assets and take your files and share them with who it is that you want to intend to share them with. Users can create multiple drops, and from there, they can do anything they please with them. Because the other element of Dropio is that it's not just so much for so much for storing your files and sharing your files. Dropio's core philosophy is to create a simple private system based on inputs and outputs. So users send files in, and so these files can be documents, images, videos, audio files, archives, etc. And you can send them in via various methods. So you can send them in through the website, you can send them in as email, you can send them in as MMS attachments, you can call them in, and you can even send faxes in. And you send everything in into your drops, which, as I said earlier, there are these private spaces. Now, once all the assets are in the drop, you can then act upon them. You can view them. We have a document viewer, which is a part of our relationship with Scribd. So basically, any Microsoft document or PDF can be viewed directly in the browser. You can play your video files. You can play your audio files. And all those audio files are, as you upload them, they get converted to industry standard and web standard file formats. And then once you have everything in that drop, you can move them out just as easily as you sent them in. So you can act on any asset and choose to email them out, fax them out, move them to another drop, et cetera. And, of course, we're always working with integration with other third parties out there, so soon you'll see additional services on Dropio to move assets from one service to another.
So, I mean, it was really built around a need, I guess, for file sharing to be private. Does that make sense, or is that a fair statement?
Yes. One of the pure differentiating factors for Dropio versus everybody else that's in the online file sharing and file storage space is that we do not rely on any form of identity. All drops that are created have zero identity that's attached to them. The only identity that you have for your drop is the name that you give to your drop. So when you come to Dropio, you're actually sharing files within three clicks. There's no need to create an account, and there's no need to provide any contact information. You simply name your drop, and that drop does need to be a unique name. You pick the files that you want to add to it, and you set your default permissions, which is that other viewers can look at the drop, add files to the drop, or delete files from the drop, and then you click drop it, and then all of your files are pushed into your drop, and then you're sharing right there from the moment you start. But you're only sharing with who you give the drop permissions to.
Right. So does this have more appeal for, like, business-to-business collaboration, or is this more of a business-to-consumer type of an application?
Well, it's both. It's both. You know, Dropio is a wonderful system for people to simply share photographs. It's a system for people, it's a system for people who might have a shared workflow. For example, if I'm a wedding photographer and I take a whole series of pictures, I know that I can put them up on Dropio, and then the intended recipient of those photos can go through those photos, pick the ones that they want, make their selects, and then I then know how to act on them. We find, you know, it's funny, we're contacted all the time about various types of users. Lawyers use us quite a bit. The medical industry uses us quite a bit because it's a great way for any industry that generally has more than three different parties working together that aren't on a single network. So, you know, we kind of come in and we facilitate that solution for them.
Right. And that needs an element of privacy, too. I think the element of privacy is a key differentiator there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a big difference between privacy and security. You know, security requires, you know, there's certainly a lot that's associated with security to intend that something is protected. And often what is the case with security is that you're presented with a username and password, but people know exactly where to go to try and enter that username and password. Dropio is security through obscurity. What's really funny is that if a drop exists or doesn't exist, if you try to type it in directly, so let's say we went into, you know, Dropio/Paul, and whether or not Paul is there or not, it's still going to ask you for a password. So, you know, through all these layers of obscurity, it's hard for people to even find what it is they may even be looking for, even before they even know what the password is. So it's a very simple system, and, you know, we always use the metaphor that it's the difference between putting something in a safe deposit box or burying something in the sand. The only person who's going to know to look, you know, who's going to look in the sand to find it is going to be somebody who has a treasure map. As opposed to somebody looking in a safe deposit box, they know that it's in a bank, they know where the bank is, and they can study a way to get into the bank. So if you don't know where something is, chances are you're not going to find it.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
Or stumble across it.
Now, do you think this has an application for marketers? Should they be using it in some way, shape, or form with their campaigns?
Well, one of the things that's very interesting is that, you know, coming from, you know, the marketing side and the agency side, you know, brands are always looking for a way for, to put their rich media content out in front of consumers. And they've tried in a variety of different ways. And, you know, currently, you know, the solution is really to embed video and put them up on social networks and social utilities and hope that people take the time to view them, et cetera. And that works to the percentages that, you know, that people find favorable. However, there is really no solution for brands to kind of put rich media out there in a way for people to, A, to find them, collect them, and subscribe to them. Sure, RSS works, but RSS still is a platform that it's not exactly 100% consumer-friendly. I think it's well beyond early adopter, and it's found its way into mass acceptance, but still it's not something that people use every day. So, you know, by using a web interface for brands to push out rich media content and other shared files, I certainly think it's a viable solution. And we know that there are a lot of brands that are using it right now, but they're not using it directly for consumers. They're using it more for vertical markets. Brands are using Dropio, actually, for field force materials. We're seeing it in political campaigns quite a bit, where people might have a field force that they need to activate. They might need to get them digital materials for them to, you know, to take to a printer, make signs, stickers, et cetera, et cetera.
So should brands be getting their own branded space within Dropio?
They certainly can. I mean, there are a few brands out there that have their space. They've contacted us about securing their name. Mm-hmm. And, if brands are interested, they can certainly give me a call. Because we can certainly work with them to explain to them how best they can use Dropio both externally for their consumers but also internally with their own employees. Because Dropio also makes a really, really interesting enterprise application. It's a great way for, you know, it's funny. All of my friends, you know, look at Dropio and they ask me, well, is it like FTP or is it like YouSendIt? And, you know, Dropio, it's a great alternative for, you know, moving around large files that you try to push through email. But it's also a great way when you're working with an outside vendor and you have 300 megs of video files or 300 megs of artwork, et cetera, et cetera. What's very handy about Dropio is that, you know, for individual users to have a Dropio account that they can just simply tell people, hey, just go to my Dropio account and use this password. And then from there, you can, take all these files. I don't have to worry about emailing them. I don't have to worry about calling the IT department and asking them to set up an FTP. We remove a lot of friction from that process.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. Well, thanks for joining me today, Chad. I really appreciate your time. And
you're welcome.
For our listeners, now it's your turn. Please let us know how you're using Dropio, or if you have any questions for Chad. We'll be happy to keep this conversation going with you online. And we'll be back again next week with another podcast. So thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back next week on another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast.